The president's special envoy to Sudan, former Senator John Danforth, is on his second mission to the region. President Bush has asked him to assess whether the two parties to Sudan's long-running civil war would be seriously interested in a U.S.-sponsored peace effort. The Danforth mission illustrates a gradual shift in U.S. policy towards Sudan, long regarded by the U.S. as a rogue state. NPR's Vicky O'Hara reports.
For the past 8 years, Sudan has been on the U.S. list of states that sponsor terrorism. Other than a missile strike against Sudan in 1998 in retaliation for the U.S. embassy bombings in Tanzania and Kenya, the U.S. had little to do with Africa's largest country. That changed under President Bush. His Secretary of State, Colin Powell, made it clear that he considered Sudan, with its 18-year civil war between the Islamist government in the north and mainly Christian or animist rebels in the south, a U.S. priority. The U.S. reviewed its policy on Sudan, and in November, Envoy John Danforth was sent to the region to explore possibilities for brokering peace. He returned pessimistic. But Assistant Secretary of State for African Affairs Walter Kansteiner says prospects have improved.
There has been very good progress made between October and today, and there is some indications that both belligerents, both the government in Khartoum as well as the rebel army in the south, are willing to make some steps that would suggest that a peace process would be worthy to pursue.
There is strong pressure on the administration to intervene in the war. Members of Congress, African Americans, and religious groups accuse the Islamist regime in Khartoum of widespread human rights abuses, including religious persecution and the propagation of slavery. Louis Cantori, professor of political science at the University of Maryland, says that kind of domestic pressure led to the demonization of Sudan during the Clinton administration, despite evidence of Sudanese efforts since 1996 to cooperate against terrorists, including Osama bin Laden.
Since 1996, we've had Sudanese cooperation in investigation of various terrorist events worldwide, and I believe it was 1996, in fact, when the Sudan also expelled bin Laden.
State Department sources say that Sudan had been so vilified by the Clinton administration that Washington refused Sudan's offers to turn over information about bin Laden's al-Qaeda network. But Susan Rice, who was Assistant Secretary of State for Africa at the time, says Sudan offered nothing of value.
We had extensive and repeated discussions with the Sudanese on counterterrorism issues from 1996, in fact, before 96, straight through the end of the administration. And never did they hand over these recently alleged files that they claim to have on al-Qaeda, nor did they provide any very detailed substantive information that our counterterrorism people viewed to be of significant operational value.
A senior administration official says the U.S. is accepting information from Sudan now. Since September 11th, the official says, Sudan has turned over helpful information about financial networks and people allegedly connected to terrorism. Susan Rice suggests that Khartoum is well aware of President Bush's warning that you're either with us or against us.
I think that's been heard loud and clearly in Khartoum, and I think that may account for why rather suddenly, we're getting a degree of cooperation, again, according to the administration, that far exceeds what they were giving this administration prior to September 11th or what they would give to the previous administration.
Administration officials say they welcome Khartoum's assistance, but indicate the shift in U.S. attitude toward Sudan goes only so far. The U.S. did not object in September when the U.N. lifted sanctions against Sudan. Washington said the sanctions were outdated. But the U.S. remains outraged at Khartoum's actions in the civil war against the South. Washington has not lifted bilateral sanctions against Sudan. And a State Department official says there is no move to take Sudan off the list of countries that sponsor terrorism. Vicky O'Hara, NPR News, Washington.